In Brighton, they say their whelks are as big as sausages and their cockles as fat as mice.
Pineapple. Ouch! Who won the war? Who won the war? Who won the war? What was I worth fighting for? Who won the war? Who won the war? Who won the war? What the fuck was that for? Pineapple. 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 Spiky, spiky! Who won the war? Who won the war? Who won the war? What the war fighting for? Who won the war? Who won the war? Who won the war? What the fuck was that for? Porcupine or pineapple? Porcupine or pineapple? Yeah, porcupine or pineapple? Ouch!
Lovely day, ain't it?
Better scan number.
welcome to PCP. It's PCP 592, and we started off with a couple of old tracks there. I haven't played these things for a while. I'm not sure I've played them more than once, but they're both marvellous. The first of which by a band called Breaks. They have a Wikipedia page, so they must be quite big. They're based out of Brighton, England, and that was a track called Porcupine or Pineapple, which I think is absolutely wonderful and totally mad. And then after that, we had Loco Mondo and a track called Remember to Skank Number 9. And locomondo.gr, they are from Athens in Greece, is where you'll find them. Marvellous. Right, I haven't got an awful lot to say. Got one thing to say a bit later on, but not an awful lot to say. So let's just get on with some music. This is Tan Tan by Pass Pass.
Under the sun.
House of Nature.
Tan Tan by Pass Pass. They are from Mino in Japan, or at least their record label is, and their record label is called Tanyu Kineri. Kineri? Ah, yes. Records. And you'll find their bit Tanyu Kineri as T-A-N-U, Tanyu, K-I-N-E-I-R-I.net. I don't know any more about them, but they're really good. And then after that, we had something from the Fortuna Pop All-Stars. Now, I hadn't actually realised that Fortuna Pop had closed down the sort of the later part of last year. And the Fortuna Pop All-Stars, i.e. people from all the label, got together to produce an album. And that was a track called You Can Hide Your Love Forever by the Fortuna Pop All-Stars. You can find them at soundcloud.com/fortuna-pop. On Fortuna Pop Records, but there isn't a website of that anymore because it's all gone. Based out of London it was, and rather good it was too, but there you go. Moving on back to Japan now, we got an artist called Yumenoma, and this is a moon-shaped pool. two more tracks though for you. The first of which was by Umenoma, a track was called A Moon Shaped Pool. You can find them at umenomasound.tumblr.com, from Japan, and I found that on February Records, which is something new to me, at februaryrecords.bandcamp.com. Now after that, we saw something rather different from Tonantzin by Porangue. P-O-R-A-N-G-U-I, from Brazil or Mexico or US. He's had a bit of a time in all three of those places, and I picked it up at Storyamp at storyamp.com. Now here's a track that caught my eye. It's called Teresa. Guess who it's inspired by? Teresa.
Kogel.
Two more tracks there for you. The first of which was the original mix of Teresa by Cabinet of Millionaires, based out of Huddersfield in England. And you can find them at cabinetofmillionaires.bandcamp.com. Obviously based on Theresa May. It's a few months old, and of course, with politics the way it is in Britain at the moment, a few months old means it's a bit out of date. So things have changed since then, but I still can't believe we have a Prime Minister like she is. They're going to become as hated as Margaret Thatcher, I think. But there you go. After that, we had Tiny Helicopter by Demonic Sweaters, which I think is a great name for a band. DemonicSweaters.com. I think it's only one bloke, actually, from New York and the US of A, and that can be found on Antail Recordings, the antailrecordings.bandcamp.com. Right, what have we got next? We've got this. We've got... where is it? Oh, yes. We've got Darkfa. Darkfa, out of Belgium. And this is a track called Barbecue Nation.
Thank you.
Nice. Two tracks there. First of which is Barbecue Nation by Darkfa. Darkfa can be found at darkfa.com from Belgium, and I picked it up also at Story Amp. And after that, we had a rather interesting thing from the Fusion record label, fusionnetlabel.wordpress.com. I can't say an awful lot about it because I don't know much about it. Pretty much as I said last week, there's not an awful lot of information about Fusion. But that the artist was called Shima. And the track was the Exorcist theme, and of course it was based on the original sort of Mike Oldfield bit of Tubular Bells that became the Exorcist theme, with a nice few glitches and stuff thrown in. Rather good it was too. Right, the Pocket Gods have got a new album out called 100 Brexit Hits, or 100 Brexit 30, as it were, and it's got a number of different tracks on it, like Should We Stay or Should We Go, and Mama, We're All Racist Now, and Aaron Bankroller, Tory Wet Dream, Mayday, Tusk Tusk, Jean-Luc to the Rescue, Brexiteers of the UK Unite, We Don't Need Another Nero, lots of strange things going on, it's an album of 30 tracks of brown noise. Now, just in case you're not 100% sure what brown noise is, it's this. It's got slightly deeper tones than white noise, apparently, but it's 30 tracks of the same thing. In fact, it's the same track, isn't it? Let's face it. There's been a thing with the Pocket Gods. They've played or they've made albums before in defiance of Spotify, where they created an album of 30 tracks of actually it was 100 tracks. They were all 30 seconds long, because of course you don't get paid for more than 30 seconds on Spotify, and they were taking umbrage to that. And of course they were on TV, they were on BBC, they were on TV, but this gun, they won an award, and they're record breakers and all that sort of stuff. Fantastic. It's good to have a bit of a dig. I quite like that. I don't get this dig though, because 30 tracks of brown noise, nobody's going to buy that, but there you go. Hey, whatever. Let's move on. This is I and I by Liquid Stranger.
Thank you. Come on, Nurse, just a quick one while Sister's out of the ward.
No, Mr. Roper. Dr. Tinkle says it's not good for you.
So two more tracks, first of which was I and I by Liquid Stranger. Liquid Stranger has been around quite a long time, from Varberg in Sweden. And on Candy Mind Records that was from, which doesn't exist again. It's once again you can find on the Net Label Archive. But that was a label set up by Liquid Stranger in his early years. I think he's more successful now, doesn't need to worry about that sort of thing. Then after that we had Shore Lake by Auditive Escape, based out of France. Auditiveescape.bandcamp.com is where you're finding that. Comes from Dusted Wax Record, of course, at dustedwax.org. Marvellous. Right, a little bit of ambient to sort of head off for the end of the day. I hope you've enjoyed the tracks. Come back in another week or so for some more of the same. And of course, if you like dub, head over to the Dub Zone. This is a track from Stan Dart, based out of Oral Films. Oralfilms.bandcamp.com is the label. The track is called Berlin, and I presume Stan comes from Berlin, but I don't know really. Anyway, let's just listen to it. See you soon, folks.
forth as a free man. I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Gosh, I strained my sides laughing.